Blog Talk Radio.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are a licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA. Saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or boat. Call Jean at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another event of My Financial Team. This evening is getting into geared towards entrepreneurship. So I need everyone to listen in and take note as we move forward with our exposure to I'd like everyone to get their pens and papers out so that we can get right into the door, close right into the, let's say, on most evening. It's very important to know that on Go Talk Radio here, I'm on air, both on
Facebook Live and Blog Talk Radio. So I need everyone to understand that you can get to me or listen to me on multiple networks, multiple medias. And we have a great show every Tuesday from 7 to 9. In the beginning, you heard my commercial, which tells you how you can get to me, get on to me, and ask any questions that you may have. So sit back, relax, and let's enjoy our evening tonight. Tonight is very imperative that we get pen and paper out, because for those of you who are on Facebook and would know that my quote of the day is a very special one. And not only that it's special, but it's geared towards this show. And I'm passionate about it for more reasons than one. Okay? I'm passionate about it for more reasons than one. Many of us go through life owning businesses, being entrepreneurs, but everyone feel or everyone is of the opinion that an entrepreneur or a visionary, okay, has to own a business or have an established business establishment. But I'm here to share with you tonight that that is not the case, because visionaries and entrepreneurs are within us. All humans are entrepreneurs, not because they should start a company, but because the will to create is encoded within. I'm a true believer of that, and I'm sure that many of my colleagues bears the same sentiment. So, without further ado, I would like to get right into it and share with everyone why we're here today, so everyone can understand what we're talking about. And what we're talking about here is a key person insurance. Now, a lot of people say to me, why a key person? What's a key person? Who should have a key person? So let me answer all the questions before they become questions. Key person insurance is a type of life insurance policy that provides a death benefit to a business if its owner or a significant employee passes away. Okay? So we talk about a number of different things over the weeks and the months. And tonight I want to zoom in on the business. There's a lot of business. I have a lot of callers and viewers from New York. And I would like to direct a lot of tonight's show towards business owners, business people. Because a key man policy is a specific type of insurance policy and is geared towards primarily small businesses. Because of the owner or the key person in the business becomes terminally ill or expires, the business will need to go on. If there's a partnership, without putting a strain on the business, we'll be able to pay out the family on the other side who suffered the loss. These policies are designed to compensate the business when the key person expires or become disabled and can no longer fulfill their roles. Okay? So it's very important that we look at that, because a lot of people are in business and they don't know that this exists. Now, if you go up and down Flatbush Avenue, you go up and down Pitkins Avenue, you go up and down Church Avenue, the business areas in New York, okay, the minority business areas in New York, in Brooklyn, you go Jamaica Avenue, Liberty Avenue, in Queens, New York. There's a number of businesses that is affected when the key person for the business becomes disabled or dies. The problem with that is that they never thought about or were educated on taking out a key person policy. Now, I can help you with that. I'll be more than happy to help you with that. Okay? So for every visionaire, every entrepreneur, every business owner, you can call me and I can get you set up with a policy to cover your business, okay? So that the top executives of your business, you and the critical individuals of the business, have coverage. It's very important that you do that, because you don't want to know what would happen if you are not there. You already feel that you are the business. And if you are not there, what loss the business will suffer. You want to also be able to have your business passed down from generation to generation. So the business has to be able to substantiate its operations upon your demise. How do they do that? Do they call an agency and hire someone to fill in for you? You know? We have to think about these things. We got to think outside the box. Gone are the days when we owned a business and life expectancy was what it was, We're living longer now. People are living longer once they take care of themselves and see the doctor regularly and make some lifestyle changes and all the stuff, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, everyone needs to remember that when you own a business, you have certain mandatories that you need to look at. Certain mandatories. But I feel, it's my opinion on this, which is substantiated by facts, okay? Transferring the risk to the insurance company is always the better way. As long as the insurance company is willing to accept the risk, transfer the risk. And we're going to get into transferring the risk and so on and so forth. Listen, who needs a key person insurance? A key person insurance is a life insurance policy that the company buys. Okay, and if you understand and listen to what I'm saying, there is some tax implication that can be beneficial to you. So you have an LLC, or you have an incorporation, S corp, C corp, but it's your business. You buy the life insurance for you, the executive of the business, the visionary of the business, that if you pass, it would be devastating to the future of the business. But you want to minimize that risk. And to minimize that risk is to transfer the risk. Okay? It's to transfer the risk. So let's talk about transferring the risk. We know that we buy life insurance to protect our family. We also know that we buy life insurance so it can take care of our final expenses. But when we transfer the risk, what am I saying? When an individual or an entity purchases insurance, they are insuring against financial risk. For example, an individual who purchases a car is acquiring financial protection against property damage and bodily harm that can result in a road traffic accident. We agree. That is why it's mandatory in most states, if not all states, that to operate a car, you must have insurance. Life insurance is the same thing. So how does the risk get transferred? The risk is transferred and more often accomplished through an insurance policy. Yeah, it's transferred through an insurance policy. This is a voluntary arrangement between two, the insurance company and the policyholder. Now, the policyholder does not have to be the insured. The policy owner does not have to be the insured. But it's where the insurance company assumes strictly defined financial risk from the policyholder. They accept that. That's what they do. They write policies. And by writing policies, they're accepting that risk. So there are only four ways of handling risk. There's only four, not 400, not 200, four. One hand, four fingers. Okay? And for my note takers, please take good notes on this. Okay? There are four primary ways to handle risk in the professional world. Don't matter what industry you're in or what you do. The first one is to avoid the risk. Avoid the risk. The second one is to reduce or mitigate that risk. Reduce or mitigate that risk. The third one is to transfer that risk. Transfer the risk. And the fourth one is accepting the risk. Now, it's very simple. The purpose for risk transfer is to pass the financial liability of risk, like legal expenses, damages awarded, repair costs to the parties who should be responsible should an accident or injury occur on the business property. Okay? And then, most of all, in case of a loss, it does not mean you die. It just means that you're physically not able to perform your duties as you used to. And transferring that risk is very, very important. It's very important to transfer that risk. But not only transfer the risk, it's important to have someone to accept the transfer of the risk. So that's one thing you don't have to worry about. You know, being a business person, we'll get right into it, okay? And I'm going for broke on this one. When we look at strategic risk, an example of a strategic risk is looking at a competitor in the same industry, comparing like for like. Compliance and regulatory risk. An example for that is the introduction of new rules and regulation. How does the regulators and the legislators feel about your industry that you're in? Your business has to be categorized, whether it's, you know, meals and entertainment, restaurant, takeaway service, clothing, whatever it is. And then we have to look at the financial risk. Today we're talking about inflation in our economy. Interest rate rise on your business loan. Or you have a big customer that's fallen into financial difficulties and they become a non-paying customer. What kind of chain reaction it will have in your business? Were you extending too much credit? Are you able to recover from it? Can you recover from it? And then there's the operational risk, the breakdown or theft of key equipment. Now, we know that crime is on the rise all over the world. So we're not going to finger point now. We're going to go on the notion that crime is on the rise. Okay? What do we do if our business lost key equipment? Is it insured? Is it insurable? Now, I challenge everyone that hear me near or far to say to me, Jane, let's sit and talk about my business. How many of us folded over COVID? How many of us lost business partners during the pandemic? How many of us are at risk of losing main key people in our business, whereas they may be aging out of the business? They may be coming up on retirement. Are you prepared for that? Did you think about that? Okay? You see, when you start pooling your resources, it's important that you have a disaster risk transfer mechanism in place. A disaster risk transfer. Now, what if something happens? I used to be living in New Jersey, tri-state area. What if the roof cave in and hit, and this is, I know this for a fact, happened in a business, and one of the beams hit a key employee in her head. Unfortunately, it was an unlucky blow. The business still needs to move on. One element of the business is covered because of the liability insurance. But that was a key person. Did the business ever recover? No. Because that business did not have protection against catastrophic risk. Catastrophic risk. Such as the things we can see, Mother Nature, floods, earthquake, heavy snow. So we need to think about it, okay? There are different types of insurances that are used. There are different agreements that are used to transfer risk, ownerships, and liabilities that you need to look at in order to safeguard yourself and the business. Okay? You got to look at the safeguarding element of the business. The type of risks that are widely classified in business is the business risk, the non-business risk, and the financial risk. Do we, as entrepreneurs, have coverage that covers should there be a loss, an emotional loss equals financial loss. How do we do it? The simplest and most common method used to determine the value of a key executive or of our business owner is the multiples of income method. That's it. The multiple of income method. Insurance companies typically base the amount of key person insurance needs on a multiple of 5 to 7 times the employee's current salary, compensation, or benefits. So simple that is. What are you taking out the draw per year times 5 or 7? Okay? Then we have to look at the least critical business and the most critical business. If the company is a sole proprietor and employs just you, one individual, and no other employees, or have no other people who depends on it, then the question is, do you have any family members that depends on your income? And if the answer is no, then I would agree. A key person insurance is not necessary. But if there's one person that depends on your income, the key person policy is necessary in case that there's a loss. So we have to look at that. Someone that has special responsibility for supporting children and their families. If they provide close physical and personal care for a baby or a young child, you need to have these insurance. You need to be covered. I know I'm speaking to someone, but I don't know who that someone is. Which is the true meaning or definition for a key person insurance plan? What it is? The key person can be part of the management team, is more highly paid than the other employees, is respected by customers and vendors, and has direct responsibility for the sales, the production, or the service. You only need one. You don't need all three to be seen as the key person in the business. These type of insurance are used to cover employees' indemnification. It can be a whole life policy. It can be a term policy. It can be a universal life policy. I can help you with either one. I can advise you which will be best based on your situation, your type of business, and where you sit on the business. Because the key person policy helps safeguard the company against the financial impact of death or terminal illness. If the life expectancy is less than 12 months, you get paid out on a terminal illness. That don't mean you die. Or on a specified critical illness. So we don't know when we're going to get diagnosed with anything. We don't know when that time is going to come. But what we do know, that people get sick every day. What happens to your business when these things happen? But being an imperative employee, if you die or become disabled and you operate in a small business, you would have that coverage. Now, there's some people would say, well, what kind of business? Who can do it? That kind of stuff. So I'll give you guys a few examples. Key persons include but not limited to founders of the business, co-founders of the business, managing directors, company directors, sales directors, IT specialists, head of products, development, and so on and so forth. Key persons are those individuals who have the skill, knowledge, experience, or leadership. Are very important to business and its continued financial success. So we need to look at these things. We need to think, where are we? Who are we? What are we? Do we have an incorporation? Then we look at company directors. Do we have an LLC? Then we look at managing directors. Where are you? Is it a partnership? Is there a founder and a co-founder for the business? Are we both covered? You see, the aim of the role is to ensure communication and coordination to ensure maximal quality of life in the last year of life and support the person to remain in the preferred place of care. So we all have shortcomings. We all have shortcomings. Life happens. Then what? Pardon me. Key person risk is the risk to your business operation. If one of these critical employees is out of work for any extended period of time or for any reason, it might be a month-long absence due to serious illness related to health reasons. It might be a permanent departure because they were punched by one of their competitors. As low as that, the company will pay out. So we need to look at that. Now, people say as well, why key person? Who's a key person? What line of business a key person need to be in? So I'll name a few for you guys. And I know a number of you are on the call that fit these categories. Okay? So I'm just going to name a few. A key person that is essential to a business is a professional person that retains by order. A medical personnel, a licensed physician, employed by or contracted. A school personnel, a professional employee, or professional delegation of a school district, who provides health, educational, social, psychological, even law enforcement or child care services. You're the key people. A professional person in the mental health profession, like a physician, a registered nurse, or someone who definitely works in pursuit of the provision of the chapter from mental health. Your local personnel, such as professionals or support staff. Okay? Your whole healthcare personnel, medical professional. So we need to look and see where we are, what type of business we are, how we fit into these categories, and where do you fit based on the information that you have. By doing that, I will be able to look at what is going on, what's available to you, and be able to provide you with adequate support so you can get the type of support you need to run an effective business. So I need everyone to think about it, consider it, because a key person policy has a number of benefits besides just protecting the business or protecting the people that you leave behind in the business. A key man policy is defined as an insurance policy where the proposer as well as the premium payer is the employer. So the employer pays the premium and the employer proposes you for the policy. You guys understand that one? That's you. I'm looking at you. That's you. The life to be insured is that of the employee, and the benefit in case of a claim goes to the employer. So if you become disabled or you pass from life to eternity, the employer gets the money. But if the proposer, the premium payer, follow me guys, and the employee is one and the same, you have protected your business. You have protected yourself. You have protected your loved ones. Because who is going to run the business is the people that are going to receive the payment. The business owns the policy. That's the policy owner. Unlike you, when you buy a policy, you're the policy owner. This is your business owning the policy. Pay the premium and the beneficiary would be the company. If the key person dies, the business then collects the death benefit. That money can be used to replace lost revenue. Lost revenue as they search for a replacement. So this is all part of the planning stages that we need to do as business owners, as entrepreneurs, in order to get our business in place and going. We need to be sure that we have what it takes to make it work for us. We need to also be certain that our business is protected, that we can make the type of impact on our business partners and the people that depends on us in the business. So it's not only our family. What if there's a partnership? And the partnership says that if either one of us wants to leave the business, we have to pay $250,000. The one that's keeping the business has to pay $250,000. Well, that says in the key person policy, you need coverage for the minimum of $250,000. Now, you can set it out to be over the life of the business. That would be a whole life. Or you could set out based on the contract for a specific term. So you have choices. You are in control. But in an event, the person dies, business will receive the cash. And then that partner would fund the family. But first, they would be able to sustain the business if that loss do occur. How many of us have businesses? How many of us look at stuff like this? So, in the next segment, we're going to get into taxes for premiums and such the like. But I give you guys a little synopsis before we get into the next segment. It is very important and critical to maintain Cash flow in a business. Cash flow in a business. Because when there's loss of revenue, or when loss of revenue occur, there's a number of things that ricochet off of that. So, again, this is very important to have. The business can have multiple people as key person that are suitable to be key person. This could be someone that just have a financial stake in the business, or someone who plays a fundamental role in its success. Okay? We have to look at that. We got to look at the term, how long we want to keep the policy for. Okay? We have to look at what is our intentions for this business. Now, hint, hint. Keyman Insurance is purchased with after-tax dollars. After-tax dollars. And the premiums are not tax deductible. There are other types of life insurance policies. If the key person passes away, the company will receive the death benefit tax-free in most cases. Yeah? Tax-free in most cases. So is it tax now or tax later? I prefer, and everyone is different, I prefer tax now. Okay? But if the policy matures, the key man policy matures, it's taxable as income. So you got to look at where you would like to be financially. A key man policy averages 5 times the net profit of the company for the past 3 years. 5 times of the net profit. But we can look at it from a different perspective and look at 2 times the average gross profit of the company for the past 3 years. We also have another variable where we can look at 10 times the key man annual compensation package. So you have choices as to where you want to be, and how much you want to spend, and how much coverage you want to have. It's a little calculation. That's not difficult. Okay? It's a little calculation that's not difficult. Key man policy or key person insurance is needed on a multiple of 5 to 7 times the employee's current salary, compensation, and benefits. So the complete package is taken into consideration. How many sick days? Well, what are we paying them for? Okay? Everything, the whole package is taken into consideration to determine the number. Again, in the event of a loss, a death, or the expiration of a person, the company receives the death benefit. The money can be used to cover the cost of recruiting, hiring, training a replacement for the deceased or paying out the contract between the deceased and the business. You see, an insurance policy is like a car. A life insurance policy is like a car. But I will share 7 insurance-based tax deductions that many of us are missing. 7. Okay. Getting the lowest tax liability is not about skill. It's about what you know. Unfortunately, many taxpayers miss out on deductions and credits simply because they aren't aware of them. Several of the most overlooked deductions pertain to health and medical expense, as well as insurance premiums. So let's get into it. Life insurance and business-related insurance premiums are qualified. Medical expenses and health-related costs, all health-related costs, qualify. However, disability insurance is an important but complicated tax deduction. Health savings account, HSA, contributors, listen carefully. Your contributions are tax-free up to a predetermined cap. Are you taking those? Disability insurance is probably the most common type of premium that is overlooked as a tax deduction. Disability insurance. This type of insurance can provide supplemental income if you are disabled and can't work. The deductibility of these premiums, however, can be complicated and limited. But the IRS permits self-employed taxpayers to deduct overhead insurance that pays for business overhead expenses you have during long periods of disability caused by your injury or sickness. Bear in mind, you cannot deduct premiums for a policy that pays for lost earnings due to sickness or disability. You can't claim the premiums. So these are things that we have to look at. That's number one. Number two is the health savings account. Another insurance-related tax perk that people without access to traditional group health insurance, so if you're paying a premium and you're not in a group coverage, should be aware of a health savings account, which combine a tax advantage savings element with a high deductible health insurance policy. Employers can also make contributions to a HSA on behalf of the employee, similar to a 401k. However, the total of employers and employee contribution cannot exceed the annual contribution limit for each coverage type. Medical insurance. Medical insurance are deductible, but only in the amount that they surpass a certain percent of the taxpayers. Please, please listen carefully. AGI, every American that is self-employed know this ever so well. Adjusted gross income. Now, no, I'm an accountant, but this is public information, and I'm sharing it with you. So you can have these discussions with your accountant and be able to take these expenses off your taxes. Most of us know about unemployment and workers' compensation. But it's important to distinguish unemployment compensation paid through a state unemployment agency for workers' compensation, which is awarded to workers who cannot perform their duties as a result of an injury. So guys, we got to start looking at those 1040s a little closer. Because workers' compensation benefits that you receive should not be declared as income. This also includes survivor benefits. Now, that's a touchy subject, because a number of people do not consider in the time of loss that survivor benefit. Social Security commonly used the term as federal old age, survivor, and disability insurance program. It is administered by the Social Security Administration. This was enacted since 1935. How many of us have lost our loved ones but did not embark on exploring the possibility of receiving survivor benefit? It's available to your family members. If you're working and paying into Social Security, some of those taxes you pay are for survivor benefits. Your spouse. Who is your survivor? Your spouse. Your children and parents could be eligible for benefits based on their earnings. How many people apply for this? Now, I understand it's the government and people have their feelings, thoughts, and opinions. But you may receive survivor benefits when a family member dies. You and your family could be eligible for benefits based on the earnings. Based on the earnings of a worker who died. So if that person have been working, the deceased person, have been working long enough to qualify. And I think I'm not sure of exactly what the qualification time is. I don't know if it has changed. But what I know, rule of thumb, everybody. What give you 40 credits? 10 years of work. A worker can earn up to 4 credits each year. Your spouse can earn 1 credit for each 1,510 of wages or self-employment income. When the spouse has earned $6,040, they have earned their 4 credits for the year. Not a lot of money, and it's not rocket science. So if that person been working for 10 years, and earn 40 credits. Benefits for a survivor, the benefits of the survivor depends on the worker's age when they die. Not your age, the person that died age. So the eligible for Social Security benefits, the younger a person is, the fewer credit they might have achieved. To receive survivor credit. We don't take advantage of it. We don't look at stuff like this. I know of a number of people that says, oh, my loved one has passed, and I have a Social Security to terminate the Social Security. But where are they financially? That money goes back to the government. How many of us go after it, file for it? Each person's situation is different. So my advice to you is to call the claim benefit, a claim representative at Social Security, okay? In most cases, the funeral home will report the person's death to Social Security. Because one of the things they ask for is the Social Security number of the deceased person. If you want them to make the report. So we need to look at these things. There's a one-time lump sum debt payment of $255 that can be paid to the surviving spouse if they were living with the deceased at the time. And there's a whole lot of variables, if you did, if you didn't. If there's no spouse, the payment is made to the child who's eligible to benefit. So we need to look at those things. We need to consider those things. Not because we're a key person, we're invincible. We need to think about what we're doing and how we're protecting ourselves. A business cannot deduct premiums paid on a company-owned life insurance policy where the company is the direct or indirect beneficiary under the policy. But we can understand that because it's the same when you take out a regular life insurance. Businesses use a key person policy to cover risk of losing a key employee. It's not a specific life insurance product. A key person can be considered those whose role in the business is vital to its continued success. Vital to its continued success. So since the company is receiving the benefits, they're paying the premium, they're keeping it, the premium alive, the constant payment. But there's a little catch that a lot of people don't know. And it's this. Your company can only deduct key man insurance premium if they're considered to be part of the employee's taxable income. In which case, the employee is typically the beneficiary. It wasn't tax deductible before, but it's tax deductible now, which says you are the key person, you are the business owner, it is your dollars paying for the policy, it becomes taxable income, because your elected family is the beneficiary. See, the cost for a key man policy, which in most cases is not tax deductible because it's paid with after-tax dollars. But some companies can deduct the cost if it means that the employee taxable income increase. Most of the time, the death benefit of the Keyman policy is paid without income tax if the insured dies. So again, you have to sit down with someone who can advise you on these matters, who is well au fait about Keyman insurance, which is often called key person insurance, and provide protection in the event that you, the key person, die or is diagnosed with a terminal or critical illness. We have to think about this. What is a terminal illness? What is a critical illness? We've been talking about this. What if you get hit by the big one? Now back to the taxes. There is deduction for self-employed. Self-employed taxpayers and other business entities can deduct business-related insurance premium, business-related insurance premium, including health and dental insurance premium, as well as long-term care premiums. Long-term care premiums. We have to look at the information that we're giving our tax preparer, because not everyone have the luxury of having a certified accountant prepare the taxes. And some certified accountants, if we don't give them the information, they care not to ask. So we have to tell them, because there are a number of deductions that we can take. We're Americans. We file taxes every year.
April 15th.
We have to look at other qualifying plans. We have to look at other qualifying plans. Not only types of retirement saving vehicles can be funded with tax deductible premiums, such as a 412E3 plan. These defined benefits plans can provide substantial deductions for small business owners looking to catch up on their retirement savings and receive a guaranteed income stream in the future. Guaranteed income stream in the future. These plans are funded solely with insurance products. Solely with insurance products, such as cash value life insurance or fixed annuity contracts. Fixed annuity contracts. And the plan owner can deduct up to hundreds of thousands of dollars in contribution to this plan yearly. Qualifying plans. Participants in standard qualified plans such as 401k through an employer can purchase a limited amount of either term or permanent life insurance coverage. subject to specific restrictions. Now, say you can't have it, you can have it, but it comes with some restrictions. Of course, you know, based on the coverage, it must be considered incidental. It must be considered incidental. So, it's accompanying something, but not a major part of something. It's liable to happen as a consequence, but not saying it's going to happen. So we need to think about these things. We need to think about our surviving spouse, our loved ones. We need to understand where we are and what we're doing and how we're moving forward. We need to also pay key attention, and every person that owns a business, whether it's an S-Corp or LLC, they should have a key person policy. Even if it's a policy to be considered incidental to the IRS. Life insurance debt benefits are paid out on qualifying plans. Enjoys tax-free status. This insurance can be paid on the tax plan proceeds that must be distributed when the participant dies. Oh, we have to look at what we're doing. We're having what's called capital expenditure. Every day in our business, we're paying invoices, we're paying light, gas, rent, all the stuff that comes along. Days are harder now. I don't know if it's just me, but days are harder. What are we supposed to do? We have to look at these things. We're spending more. We have to look at how we're going to recover, how we're going to get back some of what we're expending while we provide the security for our families, our loved ones, if something should happen to you. You may be a wonderful person. So, if you want to remain a wonderful person for many years to come, do the wonderful thing. Give me a call. It's nice to know that upon our loved one demise, we are able to take care of them, not by bringing out the hat or the GoFundMe page. But by contacting the insurance company that your loved one has transferred that risk to. And that company has accepted that risk to notify them of your demise. See, these are just a few of the common overlooks of deductions and tax benefits related to insurance of which businesses and individual taxpayers are eligible. There's other compensation, other related compensation, production and depreciation of equipment, of buildings. Come on, guys, talk to your accountants. Gone are the days when you had, you know, the little guy or the little gal in H&R Block sit down and do your taxes. As a business owner, you need to have a tax professional that can determine which tax deductible or deductions are related to insurance that you're eligible to claim to help maximize what you owe the IRS. Or minimize what you owe the IRS. Because you are maximizing your deductions. My personal advice is very simple. When you need it most, that's my advice. When you need it most. If you're looking for a better way to maximize your retirement income while minimizing your investment taxes, give me a call and I can help you. As a financial advisor, I will work closely with you to build and customize a financial plan that will benefit you. You'll also benefit from innovative services at low cost and ongoing access to me. So you need to take these things into consideration. You need to understand what you're doing as a business owner. You need to make sure that as an entrepreneur, nice work. I remember when I got the Entrepreneur of the Year Award in 2008. You have to think about financial risk in the hope of profit. Financial risk. You have to think about safeguarding. You have to think about safeguarding. You gotta put that in place. It's very, very important. Thinking about growth is great. Thinking about getting rich is great. Thinking about where you're gonna be financially positioned in the market, in the industry is great. There's a major hurdle. And this is not me, this is stats. A major hurdle and challenge for entrepreneurs is the lack of efficient advisors and mentors. Now I'm offering you my services tonight. And I challenge you to utilize my services. Pick my brain. Because as per the data around, 48% of female business owners say that their lack of able advisors and mentors limits their professional growth. It's not me saying it. It's the facts. And I am challenging you tonight to utilize my service, pick my brains, get in there, and let's work on changing those stats. You shouldn't be part of those stats. Okay? There's a number of businesses out there that we can utilize. Okay? Don't be flashy. Equally, don't be cocky. There's always ways someone better than you. There's always someone better than you. It's good at what you do. I agree. We have to look at what works. We have to position ourselves in the financial position where we can make the necessary changes and get the approach that we need to get our business going. We also equally so need to look at what's available to us. What are we doing with our risk? Every business has risk. Many of our regulators have certain insurance requirements in place in case there's a loss. Why don't we transfer all our risk? Let someone else accept the liability of our risk. Put contingency plans in place that's specified for the future. It's very important. You know, someone came to me with a business proposal that sounds very good. It sounded very good. Everything looked great on paper. But I've been in business for myself for many years. So I asked the one hard but yet stupid question. What is the contingency plan? The meeting was over in 3 minutes. After that, because there was no contingency plan. You cannot operate in a vacuum. You have to be prepared for the unexpected. And as an entrepreneur, what is the unexpected? You invest your money into business. You invest your money into equipment. Things get damaged. Things get stolen. Things get feet in the walk. What happened? But see, as entrepreneurs, we look at systematic risk and unsystematic risk. But as investors, we are exposed to both. Because we are investing the money into the business. We're the one that are substantiating the business. Okay? So let's look at the basics. Fire. Flood. Natural disaster. What about financial loss due to economic downturn? What about the one that we never see coming, the creditor or the business of the gift creditor filing bankruptcy that owes you? What if one of your important suppliers go out of business? What if you lost key customers? Have to think about our risk. And we have to transfer our risk somewhere. We should have coverage because whether it's a systematic or unsystematic risk, the risk factor still exists. When you're sharing, when a business or an individual purchases insurance to share in the financial risk, like things like property damage. But who thinks about key person? Take it out on both partners or all the partners. Take it out on all the CEO, the secretary, the CFO. Take it out on the board. We need to protect ourselves. So I will share with everyone this evening that we have some leeway with the IRS. Utilize it. Speak to your accountant. Call me, your financial advisor. And let's look at different plans that will be most beneficial to you. It is also important that we look at the principles of risk management. Yeah? We have to look at the principles of risk management. We're business owners. We're entrepreneurs. These are the things that we have to think about. These are the things that make us pull out our hair. Things like integration, structure and compensation, customization, inclusive, dynamic. Are we using the best available information? Consider human and the culture factor in the industry. What about practice? Continual improvement. A lot of people don't think about that. Constant improvement. What are we doing to improve our business? So I encourage everyone to take the five risk assessments in their life. Whether you're a contractor or a worker, it's very simple. And I want everyone to think about it. I want everyone to stop. Take a look at your business. assess it. Determine your level of control. Start to monitor it. See, when you do this, is when you start to see the type of risk and liability that you can encounter. So the next thing that you will do is identify, analyze, evaluate, treat, and monitor. The risk management process is very simple. Very simple. You identify your risk. You analyze the potential impact the risk would have on you or your business. Then you start assigning priorities to the risk. Then you would like to mitigate your risk. And when you put these things in place, you want to monitor your risk. There's no easy science to being a business owner. When you identify things like your asset, look at your risk analyst. Look at your likelihood and impact. And then look at your cost of solution. You got to take those things into consideration, being a business owner. Because when you look at the principles of risk management, it starts on top. Not only in therapy. Having a complex is no remedy. Risk management is strategy, and strategy is risk management. So let me be the first to tell you if you didn't know. Risk management is strategy, and strategy is risk management. Risk management is more than a policy. It's a culture. You should be risk aware for the whole system, beginning to end of your business. You must be aware of the risk. And what matters most of all, is not the report. Not the reporting people, talk amongst your peers to put things in place. Have discussions, have dialogue. Because it's very important that we understand, as business owners, we understand that we need a key man's policy, either for a period of time or for the whole of our life. And there's multiple types of policies that are available. There's multiple companies that offer these policies. that I can help you with, I have access to. Risk identification is very important because it's the process of determining risk that could potentially prevent the program, an enterprise, or investment from achieving its objectives. So, my advice would be to document and communicate any concerns you have in your business. Don't wait until something happens and then try to fix it. It might be very costly. Risk management or risk assessment term used to describe the overall process or method where you identify risk factors or hazards that has the potential to cause harm to your revenue. Analyzing and evaluating the risk associated with your business will make you a sound business owner. So I would ask every business person, every entrepreneur, every visionary, every speculator, to put a specific tool in your toolbox. Time, fundamental, make that time for the fundamentals of your business by doing a risk assessment. You must do a risk assessment. Review it regularly. Record it every time. Learn what it would take to control that risk. Assess that risk in great detail and identify the points to minimize those risks. My friends, I want to tell you that I'm pleased this evening to say to everyone that are listening to the call, whether you're on the radio, Block Talk Radio, or you on Facebook, I'd like to say to you, without any reservation at all, safeguard yourself. Protect your business. Protect your family. It's very important that we do it. It's very important that we continue to do it. And make sure that we can continue to run our business in the most effective way, that we can provide for our families, the people that most depend on us. Equally so, I would like everyone to know that I'm here for you. I'm here to help you to achieve your goal. I would like everyone to know, that I'm available to help you achieve your goals in your personal life and in your business. I like successful people. And I would like us all to be successful as business owners. At the same time, I am a family man. And I am a true believer that families should be protected. Whether we work for a person or we own our own business, coverage with life insurance, It cannot be measured because it's very important to know when we depart this earth, what happens to our loved ones? A wise man once said, if you want to build a ship, don't drum up men to gather wood. Divide the work and give orders. Instead, teach them to yearn for the vast and endless sea. Rejection is an opportunity for selection. Don't blow out another candle, for it wouldn't make yours. Don't blow out another candle, for it wouldn't make yours. I would like to say to everyone tonight, near and far, on Facebook or on Block Talk Radio, that having coverage as entrepreneurs, visionaries, I will ask you to consider protecting the business, protecting your loved ones, protecting your dreams. A key man policy is very, very essential to the success of a business. You may be long gone, travel to the great beyond, and that business, your legacy, will continue on for a very long time because you have made that provision in life by having a key man insurance. A key man insurance is designed to protect the business from the financial impact of losing their key people through debt or terminal illness. It's essential to have a life plan set up with a company as the owner and as the beneficiary. It's essential. Key Man Life Insurance can also be taken out with critical illness coverage included. the benefit is a tax-free lump sum, which is paid to the company in the event a claim has to be made. The cover is taken out over a term, normally, for a guaranteed premium, depending on how long you think it's needed. A key personal insurance policy can be canceled anytime. You're not tied to it. But you want to have coverage. You can just be an office manager, a web developer, a founder, a technical support manager, or just the salesman, the man with all the contacts. Protect yourself, protect your company, and protect your family. I say this evening to say that I would like everyone that has an incorporation or an LLC or even a sole proprietorship, if you hear my voice and you know someone, please give them my number so that they can call me and we can discuss all the possibilities that's afforded to us in every way we can. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you all on Facebook and on Block Talk Radio for joining me this evening. I really appreciate it. I thank you for listening to me. I hope you all learn something that you can take back to your business. You can have food for thought and have what it takes to be the driving force behind your business. I would ask everyone this evening to think about it. Give me a call and let's meet and discuss your financial future for you and your business. With this, I say good night. Godspeed. I wish you guys all the best and success in your business.
LLC for all of your financial needs. We are a licensed brokerage with years of experience.